Welcome, welcome, welcome in to Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and what a show we have for you this week. We'll recap all the Friday Night Football games from this past weekend, and we'll bring you New London Cross Country as our team of the week. This is episode number 56. This brings us to you every single week as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast at newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also follow us on or subscribe to the podcast apps on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone. Generally posted on Friday night, a little late this week. We're recording this on Monday morning, but generally posted through social media every Saturday morning. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specialists get paid on your satisfaction, not by how much you sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. But we start in Hortonville, where the Polar Bears beat Appleton East 42-14 in Hortonville on Friday night. That's the Hortonville's homecoming game as well. The Polar Bears improved to 5-3. And with that win, they are playoff eligible with a win next week against Oshkosh North, a team that has not done so well this season. The Polar Bears will clinch a playoff spot, and the Polar Bears will be back to the playoffs for the first time since 2 years ago. They missed it last year after several years in the playoffs every single year, but they'll be back in the playoffs most likely with the win next week. This is a story about a lot of interceptions, a lot of turnovers for the Polar Bears. They had 5 turnovers in the game in total, and 4 came from Jackson Weister. He had 2 interceptions and 2 fumble recoveries, 1 touchdown with after an interception. So obviously a massive game for him. We'll talk to him in a little bit, as well as head coach Tom Colasso. Other stats, let's see. Also, Hortonville went up 28-0 at the end of the second quarter. And so other stats we can talk about. Let's see. Jose Concepcion had 34 carries for 264 yards with 4 touchdowns, so big game for him. Kyle Allen, quarterback for the Polar Bears, had 6-for-12 on passes at the 65 yards and 3 interceptions. And the Hortonville's leading receiver was Jaquan Owens with 1 catch for 20 yards as the Polar Bears improved to 5-3. But here is Polar Bears head coach Tom Colasso.
Loved how we came out and started. We talked about running the football. We talked about trying to come out and be aggressive defensively, create some takeaways. All right, and definitely did both of those things initially. What was frustrating as we went is all we talk about in this program is trying to put a 4-quarter effort together, being consistent, not having the mental errors, right, or taking your foot off the gas a little bit once we get going. And then in the second quarter and then the first, you know, drive of the third, I thought that's what we were fighting a little bit right there. It's like we're still trying to figure out how good a team we can be and if we can execute for 4 quarters. So, you know, it's one of those games you're up 28-0 and you're on your guys. And, you know, we're trying to play our best football here going down the stretch and then get into the playoffs. So, you know, good effort by the guys. It's just like anything. Things we got to clean up yet. We're trying to find our best football later.
What do you think is the biggest difference after the first quarter?
You know, the first thing is that, you know, they're a very good team. You know, they're very well coached, and that option attack is dangerous. And those turnovers just never really got them going there. They never could get anything going with the fumbles and the interceptions. So I don't think we really saw what they were capable of till they settled in. And I think they made some nice adjustments, came out the second half and got it going there, you know, where we had to adjust a little bit or get things locked in. So, you know, they're a good football team. I know their coach. They got one of the best coaches around. And that's going to be a program on the rise here to watch the next couple of years.
As you guys forced a lot of turnovers today, what was kind of the key to that for you guys?
Yeah, Jackson Weister decided to create 4 turnovers, I think. You know, we talk all the time, when a ball goes up, you know, when we get a chance to get in there and rip that thing, you got to do it. You know, the weather helps too, you know, with this. Jackson did something pretty special tonight, getting 4 takeaways, though.
You ever seen that before and get 4 turnovers one game?
I've seen guys get 3 picks in a game. I know some guys that have 3 picks, but I don't know if anybody ever had that combination of 4 takeaways. That's something special there. That's a season's worth of takeaways.
Yeah. How does it feel to be playoff eligible?
Good. I mean, I know with us missing last year for the first time since we've been here, that was a hard thing to take last year and watch the season end and put the stuff away and not go to a seeding meeting and not have that excitement. You know, it builds all year to that playoff berth there. That's such an exciting thing, and to miss out on that last year, I felt terrible for those seniors and those guys, and I'm glad that these guys, you know, that we're eligible. We want more to clinch this thing here. This was non-conference, but we're eligible. We'll clinch this thing here going forward, and glad these guys will be able to experience that.
Okay, is there anything else you want to do?
Roll Bears.
Also got a chance to speak with Jackson Weister after his 4-turnover game.
Thought it went well. You played pretty good. Got the W. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. Obviously, 4 turnovers. Few. What do you think of your performance tonight?
I thought it was pretty good, but we got to keep rolling and make it fun in the playoffs, hopefully.
And so take you through that touchdown you had. What did you see on the play?
Just caught it and didn't even know where I was and just ran to the end zone and scored.
Perfect. And then your fumble recovery, the first one, you just like rip it out of his hands with that. I missed that play.
No, someone pulled it out of his hands and it shot out and I caught it and just ran for my life.
Awesome. Yeah. How does it feel to leave this game with a homecoming win?
Good. Hopefully not our last game on the home field, but it was nice to go out that way on the home field.
And next we'll head to Clintonville where the Truckers went to O'Connell Falls and lost 35-6. It was 35-0 until the Truckers got on the board late in the fourth quarter. Sean Finger had a 55-yard touchdown run. Missed extra point, but it was 35-6 final. Some stats. Sean Finger, he rushed the ball twice for 57 yards. Bailey Tate had 12 carries for 55 yards. And Hunter Allender had 14 carries, 43 yards for the Truckers. Sean Finger passing, he completed 6 of 17 passes for 68 yards with one interception. And for receivers, Brock Schmeichel had 2 catches, 26 yards. And Brady Kasson, he led the team in receiving yards with 1 catch for 27 yards as the Truckers dropped to 0-8 on the season. And in New London, it's official now. The Bulldogs will be back in the playoffs for the second consecutive season. They clinched a playoff spot with their 10-3 victory on the road against Seymour on Friday night. Touchdown late by Mikhail Harn in the fourth quarter. It was a 4-yard touchdown run that gave the Bulldogs the win. They were down 7-3, and then that touchdown got to 7-10 as the Bulldogs improved to 6-2 in the season. Mikhail Harn carried the ball 31 times for 126 yards with 1 touchdown. Miles Parker for the Bulldogs, he completed 9 of 18 passes for 108 yards with 2 interceptions, I should say. And Brady Rogers had 5 receptions for 78 yards as the Bulldogs are headed back to the playoffs. So we'll see after their city meeting, see where the Bulldogs will be placed in the WIA playoffs. So congrats to the Bulldogs as they head to the playoffs once again. And we'll finish off this week's show with our team of the week. It's New London Cross Country. I met with them earlier last week. I believe it was on Friday before the football games. And went pretty fantastic. But here is New London Cross Country as our team of the week.
And we're here with New London Cross Country as our team of the week. We asked 5 athletes 5 questions. We start with Matt Dobia. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Matt Dobia, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Honestly, I think I'd probably be an owl.
Why is that?
Well, they are night hunters and they're really quiet. I don't know.
Fantastic. What's your favorite movie?
So far, probably Marvel's new Venom. I just saw it last night, so it's a pretty good movie.
Awesome. What do you enjoy most of being the New London Cross Country team?
The one thing I love the most is the team atmosphere. We have a whole bunch of team dinners before every meet, and we have a lot of fun there with the whole team.
Where's the next team dinner?
Oh, geez, where is the next team dinner? It's at one of our other captain's house, Riley Titterton's.
What's for dinner?
We're having some gnocchi with some... Yeah, I think that's about it.
Sounds delicious. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Favorite teacher? I would probably have to say Mr. Foos again this year. Just because he's a great guy, teaches just normal 21st century skills.
And plans after high school, what do you want to do?
Plans after high school? Currently, I am accepted into University of North Dakota, and I plan on going there for mechanical engineering.
Next up here with Max Krause, bucket list item, what's one thing you want to do before you die?
One thing that I want to do before I die is probably just travel the world and see as many things as I can.
Any specific place?
Not really. Mostly just other cultures across the seas. And yeah.
Awesome. Favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show is probably... Wait, what's that TV show? It's where there's like 5 guys and they just goof around.
I'm sure it's
a Practical Jokers.
Oh, it's a great show. Yeah.
I don't know. Exactly.
Who's your favorite character from that show?
Probably Sal, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely Joe. You're wrong. funniest runner on the New London Cross Country team is who?
Funniest drummer? I prefer not to answer.
Okay, all right. Don't play favorites, all right. Respect that. Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Probably Mr. Keller, Mr. Love. I've had them for a lot of classes, and I just know them really good, so.
What plans after high school, what do you
gotta
do?
I'm hoping to get a degree in computer science from La Crosse or a school like that. But it could always change.
Next up here with Riley Titterton. This one comes in from Tucker Cole on Instagram. He said, what is happening here? What do you think he's going to ask you?
I know it's not going to be good.
Okay. Yeah. He said, ask Riley how someone can get a vocabulary like his.
With stupendous training. That's about it.
Fantastic. What is your favorite sport to watch in New London High School?
Football is great, but I do love watching cross country because, I mean, I just love the sport. I've watched it a lot this year because I can't really run, but, it's just love cheering on the team and everyone there that's out there, so, yeah.
And what do you enjoy most being on the New London cross country team?
Yeah, it's just a team atmosphere. I mean, usually I love just running and getting out there and putting in good work, but obviously I haven't been able to do that this year, so I've just been enjoying the teammates and getting to know everybody a little more.
Who is your favorite teacher at New London High School?
Either Mr. Love or Mr. Matthew. They're both just great guys, been pushing me along the road and just great encouragers for me and helped me keep my vision up, so yeah.
And plans after high school?
Hopefully find a good engineering college to go to, hopefully to be able to run there, but just mainly academics.
Next up here with Tay Effecto, what was the best part of homecoming?
Honestly, probably just like spending time with all my friends, and the dance was pretty fun with all my friends.
Who was the best dancer on the team?
Oh gosh, I'd say probably Max. He's a pretty good dancer, yeah, I'm gonna go with Max.
Okay. What is your favorite sport?
Cross country, by far.
Favorite teacher at New London High School?
Miss Turner. I've had her for like 3 years now, and she's just the coolest gal I've ever met.
And plans at high school, what do you want to do?
I want to go to Madison and get a degree in genetics.
And finish off with Sydney Stroshine. What did you learn at school today?
Well, we didn't have school today, so nothing.
Well, that was a dumb question. All right. Did you learn anything at home?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. My bad. Got compared. Favorite musician we like to listen to?
Probably Nicki Minaj and Beyonce because they're powerful women. So.
What's something we should know about your coach? And he's not going to listen to this. They can say whatever you want.
Okay. Our coach, he's very supportive. We give him a lot of respect because he treats us with respect. He's kind of like one of us. We all love him so much. So, I don't know, he's just a great guy, and I'm going to miss him a lot when I go into college. And he's single.
Fantastic. What was your favorite teacher at New London High School?
My favorite teacher is probably Miss Ledgerwood because she's extremely smart, and she's also sarcastically funny, which is nice to have.
And plans at high school, what do you want to do?
Hopefully I'll get accepted into Madison so I can pursue clinical pathology with a doctoral degree.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee, fresh as the Northwoods. Start your day with Nicolet and check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And I think that'll wrap it up for us this week. Make sure you're subscribing to the New London Press Star or the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You follow us on all our social media accounts. Press Star Sports on Twitter and Instagram at @CTG_sports on Twitter. At @CTG_.sports on Instagram, and make sure you're liking our Facebook page, New London Press Star and Clintonville Tribune Gazette. But I appreciate you guys for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. Have a fantastic week. My name is Eric Booker, and I'll talk to you next week.